This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Hello and good morning. Welcome back to another edition of Sunday Focus. You know, change is a part of life, and sometimes it can be a pleasant surprise. Lots of exciting changes have been happening at the Sioux Falls Area Humane Society and for its executive director, James Oppenheimer. A record number of animals and adoptions have been met at the Sioux Falls Area Humane Society, with James leading his team through each case. But now his work is calling him into a new direction. James Oppenheimer was recently named the new CEO of the Sioux Falls Family YMCA. So now James is with us in studio to reflect his time at the Sioux Falls Area Humane Society, why he made the switch, and his hopes as the new CEO at the YMCA. Well, hello, James.
Hello, Christine. Great to see you again.
It's great to see you too, my friend. You know, we have a lot to talk about, so where do you want to start? You've had a lot going on since the last time
we met. Yes, I love coming in here and visiting with you and talking about what's going on in the community and in the world of animals and now the world of the YMCA.
Yeah, let's just start at the beginning about who you are, to remind people.
My name's James. I'm originally from London, England, or Watford, Hertfordshire, England, if anyone knows the country very well. Been in the US for 24 and a half years and been in Sioux Falls since 2008. Used to work a long time ago in insurance. It seems like a really long time ago now.
Well, yeah, now it does, for sure.
But I spent 7 years at Dakota Alliance Soccer Club as the director of business operations there and as a staff coach. Had a lot of success there on the field, and really we did some good things off the field there too, mm-hmm. helping lead the club through COVID and just turning them essentially from a small soccer club into a non-profit. And that led me to originally I joined Dakota Alliance thinking I want to get involved in soccer as a professional coach. And I enjoyed coaching, but what I really found that I had a passion for was non-profit leadership.
Yeah.
And that led me to the Humane Society back in 2022, in January. January of 2023.
Wow.
Just 19 months ago. And we did a lot of good things there. The Humane Society is a great organization. The mission to be a safe haven and human voice for all animals in need is a key mission and is so important to Sioux Falls. Taking in 8,000 animals a year is huge. Without us, there would be a lot more animals on the street and a lot more craziness happening. And we did a lot of good things at the Humane Society. I have an amazing staff, 60 really dedicated animal lovers there.
Mm-hmm.
We set an adoption record at 3,807 last year, which was huge. We're looking to beat that record this year. And then this opportunity at the YMCA came calling, and I've just always been passionate about work affecting Sioux Falls as much as I can, and specifically working with kids and families. And the Y's been around since 1886 and has been a real part of the fabric of Sioux Falls. So the chance to lead that organization was too good to turn down.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to go back to your time with the Sioux Falls Area Humane Society. What word comes to mind when you think about it?
What word? The things I was thinking about: transparency, culture, and adoptions. Mm. Transparency is something that I've really pushed with the team members at the Humane Society. There was always a wonder about what we do. 8,000 animals coming in, what happens with those animals? And we're very transparent now about our evaluation process, about what we do with each animal, about how many adoptions we have. And we're happy to give people tours, show them the 3,000-4,000 surgeries we do a year for spays and neuters. and really talk more about that. And then breeding a positive culture has been huge. We have some great core values that have led the organization forward.
That's awesome. And then the lows as part of being part of the Humane Society. You handled the media really well when it came to the governor's book revelation.
Yeah. the governor... Well, we made a little bit of money from that because there were some people that felt compelled to donate towards our organization, which was the one positive that came out of what the governor chose to say in her book.
Mm-hmm.
And it put us in the spotlight a little more. I mean, there's been some highs and lows. A lot of different things that get difficult there. It is a taxing place to be emotionally. You see some really difficult cases, some animals that have been horribly mistreated.
Mm-hmm.
We get seizures at times where there are 20, 30, 40 dogs or cats brought to us that have been in a hoarding situation. The success side is when we can rehabilitate those animals and adopt them out or find a better home for them. But it can be a very difficult thing to see at times.
Absolutely. What have you learned during your time with the Sioux Falls Area Humane Society?
I've really learned that leading people is about listening to people. And, you know, it's about the animals there, but my position is really about the 60 devoted team members that are there and hearing them out, listening to what they have to say. Hearing how things can be done better, what I can do to make them better so they can treat the animals better. I came into it thinking I'd gone through a bunch of leadership courses here in town, mm-hmm. From Leaders of Tomorrow to Leadership Sioux Falls. But then I coached girls soccer for 12 years when I came in. And I had thought, I'm going to use those leadership courses. We're going to work on culture. We're going to talk about people's career paths. And what I really found myself doing was using my coaching skills, listening to players, hearing, relating to them, finding out how I could get the best out of them and lead them by example. And that's what this position ended up being more of. And just finding out what amazing people we have there and what great things they do. We had a team member who had for years in our stray building, every cat needs a scratch pad.
Mm-hmm.
And we hadn't been providing that. We had a team member who out of her own pocket had been purchasing those scratch pads for the animals without telling anyone. And when we found out that, and you know, not the best paying place in the world.
Yeah.
But that she had put that time and never really said anything to anyone. We just started, when I found out about it, I commended that person and that was wonderful. And we started just doing it as part of our budget. But just to see that people care so much about these animals, the excitement when a long-termer goes home is phenomenal. And I will be sad to leave there. It's a really great place to be a part of. And anyone that loves animals, come volunteer out there.
It's
4 hours a month is all you need to do. You get to walk dogs and play with cats. I call it the cheat code of volunteering.
Probably hard for you not to take home any of the animals.
Well you know, I haven't.
Were you a foster fail?
No, I did foster, but we did not fail. I have one cat at home that is not a fan of other animals, and we've tried. and I brought a few home. I have a really cute dog in my office right now called Maisie, who's a 9-year-old heeler. Who's about 15 pounds overweight. And she needs a home. If you would like a heeler, she's a beautiful dog.
Oh, wonderful. If you were just listening, we're being joined in the studio right now with James Oppenheimer with the Sioux Falls Area Humane Society and pretty soon the new CEO of the Sioux Falls Family YMCA. I think some people, like myself, were a little surprised to hear that you're leaving the Sioux Falls Area Humane Society. It was pretty sudden, so let's start at the top with this. How did the YMCA position conversation happen? Were you looking for a new opportunity?
I was absolutely not looking for an opportunity. I had planned on being at the Humane Society for 5 to 10 years minimum. there's a lot of long-term things we've put in place. We're renovating the guest house there. We're trying to fundraise for a dog park. We have a 5-year strategic plan. And none of that was put in place with the thought of me leaving. Mm. But it was put in place to provide stability to the organization. And I knew about the Y opening just through the news of Mike Murphy moving on and Caden Whitman had become the interim CEO. But I had never even considered applying for it. I was very devoted to the Humane Society and had just been contacted by a person or two about the opening and thinking that I would be a good candidate for it. Again, not something I was considering. And so I had coffee with a couple of folks that are involved with the Y, found a little more out, and one thing led to another, as they say. And it was just the mission at the Y. I have a personal mission to positively affect Sioux Falls as much as I can within the city. Find good things that I can do to make the city a better place. Create a great culture within the city and help families become welcome here of all different backgrounds, different income levels. As this city grows, that's so important. And I felt that at the Humane Society, we were doing great things for the city.
Yeah.
But the Y is a whole nother level. It's been around since 1886. It's a real fabric of Sioux Falls, part of the fabric of Sioux Falls. And they affect thousands of families, from affordable sports with Y basketball, Y football, flag football, different other things, to the Community Learning Center, providing after-school care. To middle schools and elementary schools. And then, of course, Leif Erikson Camp, which anyone that grew up in Sioux Falls has been to Leif Erikson Camp or TP Tunka or one of those. The opportunity to lead that organization, potentially grow it and affect more families, because as Sioux Falls grows, the Y is going to grow. That was too good of an opportunity to turn down. And as I started meeting more people involved with the Y, from the team that they have there, to board members, to people that have just worked out at the Y, I started to realize that this was something that, for me personally, would be very fulfilling, but a real chance to, again, positively affect Sioux Falls.
I was going to say, so is that your why then? Why you're making the switch just to affect the community more? And that's what gets you excited about it, right?
Yes. I mean, working with sports again is exciting. Working with kids and families, you know, the Y's local mission to create strong kids, strong families, strong community, with an emphasis on programming for its youth programs, I believe. I don't have it in front of me. I'm still memorizing
it's okay.
it. I haven't
You're
started
still
yet. But that was really exciting. And so being able to do that, and with the way the world is financially right now, to be able to provide affordable programming for kids, and even they have an esports division too, which I need to learn about. But to be able to be part of that and help the Y in that mission, that's my why for the Y. And I need
point.
To learn that, and I need to learn the dance, of course. And
well,
the song.
You know, it's just stick your arms up and the YMCA. See, you got it.
I know.
You'll get the dance moves in there too. So, did you enjoy your position with the Sioux Falls Area Humane Society? And you know, you said it a little while ago. You obviously did not think that you would leave so soon.
No, I really enjoyed it. Yes, it was extremely fulfilling. And you got to see it on a first-hand basis. When these dogs went home or cats went home, you saw hear people cheering, you saw people in tears. And knowing that when an animal gets adopted, especially if you see a young family with some kids that are, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, and they go home with a puppy or a dog, you know that that's their family dog that they're going to have pictures with, they're going to, you know as they grow with, that it's going to be a key part of their family. And you're part of that introduction and reuniting the people with their animal, just seeing the joy it brings people. But also, like I said, from the staff point of view, it was great to be able to do good things for our staff, be able to provide them with benefits, and a better work schedule, things like that. I really enjoyed it there. I worked with some great people and still am for a few weeks working with some great people. It's a great plan in place for continuity there. And I think it's going to continue to grow.
Before we transition into your position at the YMCA, what are the biggest needs right now for the Sioux Falls Area Humane Society?
It remains consistent. Like every nonprofit, we're always looking for money.
Mm-hmm.
We adopt out animals for $200 to $300, and then there's some higher end animals that are significantly higher than that. But it costs an average of $700-$800 per animal to between taking them in, spaying them, neutering them, getting them ready for adoption. Mm-hmm. And so we rely on the Sioux Falls public for that gap. And so there's always a need for money. And there's some great sponsorship opportunities out there if you wanted your name on a part of the building that's out there. We're always looking for food donations. Any type of animal food. It doesn't have to be Hill Science Diet. That's what we feed our animals. But any food donations for animals goes into our community food bank. So that's always a huge need. And then volunteers. We want people to come out and work with the dogs and the cats and walk them and spend time with them.
Yeah, love that. Any last minute thoughts with the Sioux Falls Area Humane Society? Catitude Cafe is going well too.
Yeah, the Cat Cafe is going strong. They are also looking for more people to come in.
Mm-hmm.
There are now actually some openings on weekends. It used to be you could not get in there on the weekend. As winter's coming, they have a few more. They've slowed down a little bit, so they have some time. So if you want to get in there on a weekend or after school, go take a look. They're starting off their movie series again. I think Hocus Pocus is showing right now. I don't remember what nights of the week. You'd have to go to the Catitude Cafe's website. But you go in. You sit with the cats and watch a movie. It seems like a lot of fun. I would like to publicly thank my board and the team that I've worked with at the Humane Society for having faith in me and allowing me the opportunity to lead such a great organization. And we have a great interim plan going. I am done there on the 14th. Michelle Henschel, who is our CFO right now, came to us from MB, is going to take over as the interim executive director. And she's going to continue to keep things going for the next few months in a positive direction, keep some of the momentum we've got going. And then my understanding is that the position, the full-time position, is going to open up in the new year. Whether it ends up being Michelle full-time or someone else, I think there's a great opportunity there.
Yeah, very well said. If you are just listening, we're being joined in the studio right now with James Oppenheimer. So far, still with the Sioux Falls Area Humane Society for a little bit longer, but pretty soon we'll be the official CEO of the Sioux Falls Family YMCA. So your new role, great new journey for you. Very excited for you, by the way, if I haven't said that to you. You're still learning, so even though you're still learning, what is the Sioux Falls Family YMCA all about for anyone who doesn't know about it?
The YMCA is all about kids and families and trying to provide them with opportunities to do things. Before I started this journey to become the new CEO, I did not fully understand it. And part of my job here is to make sure that the public is really clear on what the Y is.
Here's your opportunity.
I know. Because people still think of the Y as the downtown gym.
Oh, sure.
Maybe the pool, things like that. It doesn't have a swimming pool anymore. We do have a beautiful gym and racquetball courts and some basketball courts. Mm-hmm. And there is some housing, there's some low-income housing that the Y is part of as well. But what it's really become is providing opportunities for kids to do affordable activities. The Y sports, like I said, basketball, flag football, and lacrosse are the three main sports the Y does, all at a super affordable rate. There's a lot of sports that are very expensive now. Pretty much anyone can do Y basketball. And there's scholarships that are income-based as well. But that's a huge basketball league. Mm-hmm. Nicole Bissell, who I know from soccer refereeing, does an amazing job running Y Sports. Then Leif Erikson Camp, Camp Tipi Tonka, all the other camps that go on in that 20-some, that however many acres in the middle of Sioux Falls, is a massive part of the Y. Again, it's providing opportunities for kids to have the best 2 weeks of the summer. And there's different scholarships available there. There's different pricing options. But, I mean, everyone that's grown up here has at some point been bussed out to Leif Erikson as a kid and spent 2 weeks out there. They've been flooded out two of the last 5 years. We're going to start working on ways to make sure that doesn't happen going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And again, give kids an opportunity to have 2 great weeks during the summer. And then the after-school learning, the CLC and the CYC, free opportunities for middle school kids to be bused somewhere after school, spend some time after school together, and then be taken home. Is something we do, and then we do something similar at elementary schools. So just a chance, again, an affordable way for kids to be taken care of, mm-hmm. and do activities maybe that don't necessarily involve staring at a phone or sitting on their own, providing them with snacks and stuff like that. And then there's an esports division that I'm learning about.
I don't know anything about it either. No. So you and me would both be learning about
that.
That'd
be great. and then there's other things. There's racquetball. There's a number of other activities that happen that I'm still learning about.
Yeah.
I mean, we will be fundraising for the Y. There are, again, we charge fees for each of these different activities, or most of them. I believe that some of them after school is free. But the generosity of the Sioux Falls public, again, is going to be needed to make these programs happen and make them affordable and fund the difference between what the fees might be and what the actual cost of the programs are. And so you might get a knock on your door or a phone call from me talking about how you can be the hero and help the YB provide these great programs. And I'm excited to pull it all together, lead the great staff that is there already. The people I've met have been wonderful already. There's a very established board, and I'm looking forward to getting started.
Absolutely. What are your goals when you do take over at the Sioux Falls Family YMCA?
Making sure that the Y continues to grow and thrive, making sure getting the public to understand how important the Y is to the community. Serve more kids, serve more people. How can we grow the Y? And then uniting everything. We've got so many little divisions, uniting everything under one banner.
Yeah.
So giving the people that currently work there, making sure that they have a career path, making sure they have a passion for what they're doing, and really supporting and equipping them to do the best job possible, so then the Y can be the best organization it can be.
Are you nervous about starting something new?
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole new thing.
It's a whole new thing. I can talk a good game on the radio, but I know there's a number of people that are going to be like, well, let's see if it actually happens. yes, of course I'm nervous. It's brand new. It's a bigger organization that I've been involved with. It's more leading a larger consumer base than I've worked with in the past. So, yes, I have some nerves about it, but I also know the meetings I've had with board members and staff so far they're really trying to help set me up for success and set the organization up for success and make sure that that everyone understands what's going on, that there's no secrets out there, and that I'm able to see what's happening to start with and really allow me to put my imprint on it, and we as an organization will do great things. I'm privileged to have the opportunity to lead them.
Sounds like the word transparency that you used earlier is going to be used at the YMCA
Absolutely. I call my form, I'm going to start tooting my horn a little bit, but I call the leadership I bring, it's ironically paired. It's positive, efficient, transparent, servant leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And those four words, positivity, celebrating successes, finding what you do, what we're doing well, and celebrating those goals and those successes. Efficiency, making sure that there's not money wasted, there's not time wasted, that things are working in an efficient manner. Transparent, again, It's the YMCA. This is not NASA. This is something where if you want to know what's going on, there shouldn't be too many secrets. And then servant leadership, helping the people, supporting the people that report up to me. Because my job really is to support them. They're the ones that do the work. I just get to point fingers and tell them what I think they should do.
And you know, like you were saying, having a sports background, you having kids of your own growing up in sports, you know how big of an impact it makes on their lives. I was an athlete, still am an athlete my entire life.
You are still an athlete, Christine.
Ask me I'm on a different day.
I'm married to a professional athlete now as well. Congratulations.
He even jokes how sometimes he thinks, give me a different day of the week to figure out if my athleticism is there.
But yeah, sports is a huge part of kids' lives.
Yeah.
My daughter plays soccer. My son is involved with band, which if you watch the Lincoln Marching Band at any time, it seems like a sport.
You've got those instruments, right?
But yeah, it's so important to keep people active. It's so easy to sit around and do nothing these days that getting active is huge. And it's good for mental health as well as physical health.
Absolutely. James Oppenheimer, again, one more time for this interview with the Sioux Falls Area Humane Society, and pretty soon the new CEO of the Sioux Falls Family YMCA. Now, remind us again when you officially start your position with the Sioux Falls Family YMCA.
I will officially start at the Y on October 14th.
Okay.
I've had a meeting or two already, but nothing officially starts until the 14th. So that's when my business card will change.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I'm just excited at the change. I really appreciate you having me on. Yeah, I'm really excited for the opportunity. I'm excited to start meeting more people in the community again and talking about what the Y is involved with and how anyone can help or be part of the YMCA. And I'm really pleased with what's happened at the Humane Society and thankful for that opportunity, and really believe we have it set up for success there. The momentum will continue at the Humane Society, and I can't wait to get started at the Y.
Absolutely. Again, James Oppenheimer, Sioux Falls Area Humane Society, and pretty soon the new CEO of the Sioux Falls Family YMCA, starting on October 14th. James, it's always good to catch up with you. And you'll be back for the YMCA for another interview, I'm sure of it. So thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Christine.
Do you ever wish you could take a mulligan in life? Get a do-over for stupid choices? My sophomore year of high school, I got drunk with some friends and went to our high school football game. I got kicked out of my high school and for a semester had to attend a different school. I was ineligible for basketball that year and I struggled academically. I remember walking to school, kicking myself, thinking, what an idiot. I wanted to turn back the clock. I'm Jeff Wheeler from Central Church in Sioux Falls. The reality is we can't go back and redo stupid choices, but we can get a fresh start. The first verse of Mark's gospel says, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The word beginning means a new starting point. Jesus can't change our past, but he can change our future. We can't always prevent stupid, but when stupid happens, Jesus gives us a new beginning.
Family-owned businesses are the bedrock of our economy. Globally, family-owned businesses make up more than 70% of GDP and 60% of employment. South Dakota ranks number one in the nation with the most family-owned businesses in America by proportion. Almost 42% of the businesses in South Dakota are family-owned. The state of New York has just half of the family-owned businesses by proportion. Family-owned businesses are adaptable, and they have the resilience to withstand business challenges in uncertain times. There is one critical mindset that gives family-run businesses an edge. They focus on purpose beyond profits. Family-run businesses have a strong work ethic. They always show up and do the hard work. I'm Chad Jacobs with Results Townsquare Media. We know running a family-owned business is a lot of work, and we know there are a lot of ups and downs. We want you to know we appreciate you, and we will do everything we can to support you, and we will encourage our listeners to support you as well.
I'm Christine Manica, and you've been listening to Sunday Focus. A special thank you to James Oppenheimer with the Sioux Falls Area Humane Society, and pretty soon the new CEO of the Sioux Falls Family YMCA, for joining the program this morning. Please join us again next week for another edition of Sunday Focus.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio Town Square Media Sioux Falls.